USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. Cal Fire's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and surge, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
House Republicans are serving former FBI Director James Comey and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch with a subpoena. Comey said he's willing to sit down but will resist a closed-door meeting because of the selective leaking that happens. Both Lynch and Comey will be asked to discuss decisions made and not made that led up to the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Thanksgiving Day is a day that many folks reflect on things they are thankful for, and studies show that being thankful does lead to a happier life. Pastor Robert Jeffress was on Fox News, and he shares a few tips on how you can live a more thankful life.
Before you drift off to sleep every night, think of three positive things that happened to you during the day and thank God for them. There was a famous study by Emmons and McCullough that said people who dwell on positive things have a much better quality of life before they drift to sleep than those who focus on the negative things. We get to choose where we focus on the good things or the bad things. Focus on the good things and thank God for them. And then secondly, make a habit of sending a text to those who do something for you. You know, when you have a life that's filled with thanksgiving, it not only blesses you, but it encourages those around you, and we all need encouragement during these days.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're like me, after your Thanksgiving meal, there's plenty of food left over to enjoy later. Marianne Gravel is with the USDA. I asked her if it's better to put away your leftovers hot or cold.
You can do it while it's still warm. It's going to cool down faster in the refrigerator than anywhere else. If you leave it on the counter to cool down, it's only going to cool to room temperature. It still needs to get down to 40 degrees. What's important is that if you have a large quantity of food, a big casserole, a pot of soup, a turkey, you want it to be in smaller, shallow containers or quantities so that it will cool down quickly. It's fine to put hot food in the refrigerator. Your refrigerator has a thermostat. If the temperature should warm up, it's going to cool it right back down. But they're going to cool down faster in the refrigerator than if. And the other thing is, people call us on our meat and poultry hotline every day who have left something out to cool and forgotten about it, and now it's not safe anymore. So putting it away promptly is the safest thing to do.
Gravel also told me it's best if you're not going to eat your leftovers in 4 days, you should freeze that food. A new study out from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that 1/4 of adults sit for more than 8 hours a day, and almost half of Americans don't get any exercise. The thought is this inactive lifestyle is increasing people's chances of heart disease and early death. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.